Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud, Chapter 11, Mishnah 10 of Maseches Nedarim. Says the Mishnah as follows: Tisha Na'aros Nidrehan Kayamin. There are 9 types of women who are not married, whose Nedarim will remain in effect, meaning that the fathers are not able to cancel them. Okay, so 9 types of women. Bogeris Vihiyasoma. If someone makes a Neder when she was a Bogeris and she is an orphan in her father's lifetime, meaning that she was fully married and was then either widowed or divorced as a Nara, which means that she becomes halachically an orphan in her father's lifetime, because she became and then she becomes a Bogeris and makes a neder, so her father can't cancel her neder for 2 reasons. 1, because she was fully married, and 2, because she is a Bogeris. So again, Bogeris v'hiyasoma, one who makes a neder when she is a Bogeris and she is a orphan in her father's lifetime. Nara uvbagra v'hiyasoma, one who made a neder when she was a Nara and later became a Bogeris and she is an orphan in her father's lifetime. Nara shelo vagra v'hiyasoma, one who made a neder when she was a Nara who has not yet become a Bogeris and she is an orphan in her father's lifetime. These 3 cases, the father cannot undo the neder. Bogeris umesa viha, one who makes a neder when she was a Bogeris and then her father dies. Nara Bogeris umesa viha, one who made a neder when she was a Nara and later became a Bogeris and then her father dies. Nara shalo bagro umesa viha, one who made a neder when she was a Nara who has not yet become a Bogeris and her father dies. All those 3 cases, the father obviously cannot annul the neder. Nara shemes avia umishemes avia bagra, one who makes a neder when she was a Nara and whose father then dies, and after her father dies, she becomes a Bogeris. Bogeris vavia kayam, one who made a neder when she was a Bogeris and her father is alive. Nara Bogeris vavia kayam, one who made a neder when she was a Nara and later became a Bogeris and her father is alive. All those 3 cases also. That makes a total of 9 cases that these women make a neder and the father cannot cancel it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamasi bito hakatana, someone who marries off his daughter who is a minor, meaning younger than 12, venis amana onis garsha, and she was widowed or divorced, v'chazra etzlo, and she then comes back to live with her father, adayin hinara, she is still treated like a nara who was never married, and her father can cancel her nedarim until she becomes a bogeris. That is Mishnah Yud. Now on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kohenam she'ini nehenes le'abu le'avicha im osa ani alpicha. If a woman says to her husband, Konam, that I won't have any benefit from my father, or from my father, or from your father, if I do some work for your mouth, meaning, once I do any sort of work for you, I'll become prohibited to have any benefit from my father or your father. Or if she says, Konam, that I won't have benefit from you, if I do some work for my father's mouth or for your father's mouth, the husband can cancel these nedarim, even if she hasn't yet done any work, and thus the neder has not taken effect, because these nedarim are insulting to him, and thus hurt the relationship even before they go into effect. He can cancel them right away. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Beis. But for now, have a wonderful day.